if you wanted to get some water off the say the swamps, you'd say they're doing what to the swamps there?
Dredging it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What would you call a thing that you dug to get the water out?
A trench or a little canal or
something like that. And what kinds of bodies of water do you have around here?
Just got lakes and ponds and that's all I know of.
What's some of the
creeks?
What are some of the lakes and the creeks around here? Can you tell me the names of some of those?
Well, out on the line of highway out there, they got Lion Creek. Mm-hmm. And then they got Lake Jordan and Lake Martin. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's numerous fish ponds.
Of course, you got
the Alabama River.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how large is a creek usually? What's it?
Well, a creek ain't very big. Mm-hmm. It just can, I reckon it could be anywhere between 2 to 3 feet wide, 8 to 10 foot wide.
Mm-hmm. Which is something smaller than a river.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people use the term stream or branch?
Oh, yeah, I've heard.
Is that the same thing as a creek?
I think so, a stream and a creek. A mm-hmm. stream might be a little smaller. Mm-hmm. I think it means just a stream of water.
Yeah. What about a deep, narrow valley that's, say, been cut by a stream of water? What would you call that? Say the water washed out.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
You ever hear that call a gully or something?
Oh, yeah, I heard it called a gully. Mm-hmm.
What about if a gully was real big, say about 10 feet across, 10 feet deep? You have a name for that?
A ditch?
Yeah. Or you ever hear it called a ravine?
Yeah.
But ditch be the most common word.
Yeah, I think a ditch would.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, what do you usually call a small rise in the land? Usually, you know, say if you go up to East Tennessee, you go to a lot of, you go up in what kind of area?
Mountain area?
Yeah. And something smaller than a mountain would be?
Mound?
Yeah, or not in mountains, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hilly country.
Yeah, just hill. Let's see. What would you call the side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
A cliff.
Mm-hmm. And this is one that you may not have ever heard of. Up in the mountains, if a road goes across in a low place, you have a name for that?
I don't know if I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about ponds and lakes and so forth. What would you call a place where a boat comes up and unloads?
It's a dock.
Mm-hmm, dock. What about this?
A pier.
It's the difference between a dock and a pier.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, a Mobile Bay? You still call that a dock?
Yeah, they call it the docks down there, the state docks.
Mm-hmm. But on the lake, there really wouldn't be any difference between a dock and a
pier. I don't know. A lot of folks call it a dock. Most of them call it the pier.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place with a large amount of water falling over a mountain?
A waterfall?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the different kinds of roads that you have around here?
Well, streets and roads and highways.
What's the difference between a street, a road, and a highway there?
Well, a street is mostly what's in the residential area, I understand. Then a road is something like out there, it covers a lot of ground, like out in Delrayton,
mm-hmm.
and Mass Ferry, you know, going out there,
mm-hmm.
and the way you get out to Chisholm, and
mm-hmm.
and then a highway, of course, this is just heavy to travel thoroughfare, mm-hmm. going from one town to another.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a little road that just, maybe especially out in the country, it just goes off the main road? Any name for that?
Yes, a country road.
Mm-hmm. And what about by the way, you mentioned these different roads. What are these roads usually made out of? Say, street? What?
Most of them made of asphalt. Mm-hmm. Of course, the interstate on Atlanta Highway, and they got a little concrete in there. The Atlanta Highway, you know,